PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Showtime. Are you ready?
Ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I have no clue who
I am. It is a little different, but when
you are,
when
you even look different.
That can only mean one thing.
Jeff Lutz.
There's Elvis for you. Oh, I'm going to pass out. That was so funny.
You are not cool.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here?
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. It's a Tuesday edition of the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, co-hosting. Max Power produces and engineers the show. We got a big one for you today. We'll talk more about it in a minute, but let's welcome Jeff in.
Got a big
Jeff,
one.
How are you?
I want to hear about this big one.
Got a good show. I'm busy over here booking guests. I'm having a heck of a week.
Is it big or is it good? Because those are that's a pretty big dichotomy over there that is between those two words, and you need to relax. So
what do you mean I need to relax?
I don't like your facial expression. So
well, I mean I can only take so much. It's a good show, and I'll tell you about it right now. Rustin Dodd from The Athletic will be our guest at 2:25. We'll talk Major League Baseball as we near the trade deadline. Rustin has been around these parts, formerly with the Kansas City Star, and really good. Denise Neal at 2:45. We'll talk food and restaurants with Denise. And then in the second hour, Jeff will have a game. Tomorrow on the show, Jim Callis from MLB Pipeline will come on to talk about the draft, the recent draft, and prospects. And I got a feeling that we're going to be talking a whole lot about the Royals for the next couple of months.
Could be.
Because they are really clicking right now. They have the player who might be the, you know, you got a lot of good players. You've got Soto. You've got Otani. But I don't know if Bobby, I don't know if there's anybody better right now than Bobby Wood Jr., who's just ripping the cover off the baseball. They got down to Arizona last night and then just completely swamped them and won that game. They're playing very well. And I know you don't like this conversation because your team lost again last night.
Sure did.
To the Detroit Tigers at home. Tarek Skubal, when he pitches, you're going to lose some games. Now you got to go win the next three.
We have. I think it's only a three-game series, but you might be right.
I think it's a four-game series. And the Guardians have to get going here because both the Twins and Royals are coming.
Yeah, I guess. They're four back, and it's not that they're coming. It's we're backing up to them. We were 26 games over 500.
No, the Royals are coming.
No, they're not.
They won 7 of 9.
Okay, well, if the Guardians were still played 500 since they were 51 and 26, they'd be 6.5 up. I don't think anybody's coming. They're just the Guardians aren't
sure
playing.
Sure they are.
No, they're not.
They're coming for you.
I think if the no, they're not. The Guardians are playing terribly.
Well, part of it is that the Guardians are letting them come, but the Royals have taken advantage of the Guardians.
I mean, if you've gone 8-14 and you're still 4 up in the division, that's you backing up.
What's your biggest lead?
9, I think.
Oh, boy. They're coming.
No, we're losing.
That's got to make you nervous, doesn't it?
I'm not nervous. There's nothing to
make you apprehensive.
There's nothing to be nervous about.
It's got
to
make you angry.
Nothing to be nervous about.
What about angry?
I don't like being gaslighted, so no.
Why can't you just admit your feelings? I mean, I'm upset that the Cardinals lost last night.
Why do I need to be angry?
Now they got to face Paul Skeen. Because you are angry. You're angry.
You're telling me I'm angry. What is that supposed to do for anybody?
Yeah, but, I don't know what it
does. That's
but
just irritating.
I just know you're angry.
What do I have to be angry about?
Because of your team's not playing well.
The Royals are playing well. There's no quit. But Minnesota, they haven't been playing that well.
They beat the Phillies last night. That's a win that, you
Phillies
know.
Phillies haven't been playing that well.
No, they've been struggling a little bit. A little bit. But the Tigers have been playing well. I mean, they're only a game under. That kind of caught me by surprise. They've been playing very well. Still got 3 to go with them in this series.
You sure?
Yeah.
I am sure. I thought I looked and it was a 3-game
series. I am sure.
I think you're right because we have 3 against the
I know more about your team than you do. You got problems.
No, I don't have any problems.
I wish you'd just understand that I follow this stuff. And because I know you like the Guardians, I keep track of the Guardians. And I'm not pleased when they lose. But I'm going to tell you right now, Bobby Witt at the age, what is he, 23?
Something like that.
This is incredible.
He's a really good player.
He had a double, triple, and homer in his by the fourth inning last night.
Yeah, he's got 3 hits in 4 straight games, I believe.
Then they hit him, and that caused a little ruckus.
Yeah,
then
he shouldn't
do that.
Then the
Royals hit somebody. That caused even more of a ruckus.
Gabriel Moreno.
So we'll be interested to see how game 2 of that series goes tonight.
Well, the Royals will probably pound him again. The Royals have heart right now. They're playing with some emotion and fire and enthusiasm. And I don't know, does that come because you're winning or does winning come because you're playing?
I think they realize they've got a good team. They got really good starting pitching. They've bolstered their bullpen. Moves like that, getting Hunter Harvey from Washington, they don't really register with the baseball public. But that addressed a real need for Kansas City.
Yeah, well,
he's a quality late inning relief pitcher. So who knows what they'll do? Look what they did in the offseason. I mean, you got to give it to the Royals for making a bunch of moves, most of which have panned out better than they could have even imagined. Nobody thought Seth Lugo was going to be
there. From the pitching standpoint, their moves really worked out.
Hunter Renfro's been really good.
Adam Frazier, I don't really know.
You know, they bolstered their team.
But from a pitching standpoint, yes. They are much, much better.
Dozier and Frazier have given them offensive depth. They're not great offensive players, but you need
Renfro.
You need depth. You need guys that they're not a complete team by any stretch. But they are.
Nobody is.
They won 56 games last year. They won their 56th game last night.
Understood. What are they, 56 and 44?
Something like that.
No, because they're four out. I don't know. 56 and
45. Well, you're angry, and that's okay. I like guys who wear their emotions on their sleeves.
Well, I turned the game off
after. Right, that's what I mean. That's what I'm talking about.
Henry Molloy with the two-run homer, because that was the ball game.
Well, that's why I appreciate it.
Guardians got 12 hits and two runs.
Well, I feel bad for you. I've been there.
Well, we'll see if they can.
There's nothing more uncomfortable than watching your team, which has been in first place all year, start to leak oil. Yeah. And you're wondering to yourself, can they hold on?
Probably not.
Well, now I don't like that attitude.
Well, why could they? They're playing bad against teams that aren't really that good. Padres, they lost 2 out of 3.
Padres are dangerous.
They're okay, but they're still a 500 team. Detroit's a 500 team. These are teams you should be beating at least at home. Before the break, they
were their offense has slowed down a little bit. And their starting pitching is not very good. And they were hitting for the first 3 months of the season, and
no, they're not.
You don't know about their offense.
Fans are going crazy and thinking this move's happening, or what does this symbolic thing mean? And no one knows what's going on.
And meanwhile, the Royals, I would be shocked if they don't add a quality bat to their lineup, somebody that can really help them. Tommy Pham would be, I know you don't want anything to do with him, but that's the kind of guy who would flourish in Kansas City.
Maybe.
I know it.
I think he just is what he is.
He's a
700 OPS guy.
Well, but when you bring him in for a playoff run, he's better than that.
He just is what he is to me.
Now, look what he did last year.
What did he do last
year? With Arizona. He came in and really helped that team.
I still think he just kind of is.
He's playing with the White Sox. No, he doesn't care right now. He's just trying to get. He's waiting for next week.
With Arizona last year, he had a 720 OPS.
Look what he did in the
724 in 2021. 724 this year.
Look what he did in the postseason.
He is what he is.
He's a good player. He's certainly an upgrade over what the Royals have currently.
Yeah, he hit 347 and 125 in one series, then he hit 429, then he hit 100 in the next series, and then he hit 421. So Tommy Pham, I'm not saying he's not serviceable and perhaps useful, but he is what he is.
And he brings an edge.
Yeah, he brings that's not the kind of edge I want.
I like that edge. I liked it when he had that edge for the Cardinals. They don't have anybody with an edge now. I like edges.
Well, the Cardinals don't like edges, and that's why they get rid of the guys that have edges.
No, they don't always get rid of them.
Play with
that kind of fire. Lance Lynn has an edge. He's just at the tail end of a career. But he has an edge.
A little bit.
So, they got guys. But Tommy Pham plays with an edge. And I predict he'll be a Royal in a week.
Okay.
How do you like that?
That's fine. I'm still not worried about the Royals. More so probably the Twins, but if the Guardians don't start playing better, it's not going to matter anyway. So
I feel your pain right there.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like you're bearing your soul a little bit.
Not really.
A little bit, you are.
How so?
You sounded a little sad.
Why are you putting these emotions in my head?
Because that's how they're striking me.
Well, I don't understand that.
See, there was a little tone there.
Well, yeah, it's kind of irritating because I keep being told that I feel a certain way. Well, that I don't know that I feel.
I can sense it.
I mean, I'm about ready to knock you out.
Really?
Yeah.
So now there's anger boiling to the surface.
Isn't that how it works?
Well, I hope you don't knock me out. That would be a terrible look.
Well, I hope I don't, too.
Well, I mean, that would be awful. You would lose all your fans.
Do I have any?
I don't know. I presume you do.
I wouldn't think so. But I guess you never know. By the way, I hope what I think may have happened didn't happen. I got a message from Jamie Green last night. They want to interview me for the documentary. You didn't go and like, hey, you want to interview? I don't.
No, I did not do that.
I hope nothing.
I sent her the screenshot of your text. And that's all I did.
I hope nothing that we were talking about on the radio like got back
to her. I'm not so sure my wife didn't say you should maybe think about interviewing Jeff when they talked to her. She may have said that.
Oh, that's fine.
But I didn't. I just saw Jamie today. They poured the concrete base for the statue that's going to be installed coming up on August 5th. I got an email from the foundry in Colorado showing me a photo of the statue. It's going to be transported to Wichita late next week. It's making me emotional, and it's going to be incredible. It's going to be absolutely incredible when we unveil that for several reasons. But I want to mention one of them.
Okay.
My friendship with the artist, John Parsons.
Right.
Which came about when I was in grade school. That's how long I knew him. He passed away two summers ago. I spent a ton of time with that man. When we were kids, when we were adults, when we were growing up, when we were going through life. And to see what he became and his tremendous talent and being able to work on that statue with him, not my artistic ability, but helping facilitate it,
right,
was an honor. And I'll always remember how he approached the first unveiling back in 2021. He kind of just stood to the back, wouldn't come up and say anything. Now, that's John for you. Mild in that way. No ego to speak of. And how proud he was of that moment. And this statue, of all the work he's done in bronze sculpture, was his favorite for a lot of reasons. One, it was a likeness. He had never done a human likeness before. Two, it was Jackie Robinson. Three, it was done for the organization I lead. And all of those factors made it special to both of us. So I'm really looking forward to seeing this sculpture back. And I'm so thankful that the mold was saved so that we could do the same sculpture from John. It would feel so strange to have any other sculpture going up.
Right. It wouldn't be right.
The point of it wouldn't feel right. It would, I don't know, we would have probably done it, but it would have felt completely.
Yeah, and it would have been a long, drawn-out process. This is the way to do it.
Well, but only because the mold was salvageable.
Right.
Now, I'm told there's a company in Oregon or Washington that can do digitally make these molds viable for decades. Right now, it's only a matter of years before they're no longer viable. So we're going to look into that so that if something happens to this one, which of course we hope is not the case, we would have that option. There, that's a lot of details about the statue.
Good way to keep his memory and legacy alive.
Can't wait. I honestly, that August 5th, that day will be surreal. in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and I know a lot of it will. I know he will be properly honored. Jackie will be properly honored. The people who made it all possible will be properly honored, and the luminaries will be out.
There you go. Will you be out?
Of course.
Of course you will. You better...
August 5th?
Better think about parking. I got to get with the city and see if they'll run a shuttle from the parking lot at the south end of McAdams to the north end, because we're expecting a lot of people. And we only have a limited number of parking spots. So we're going to have to figure that out.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people are going to want to be there.
We'll see. I think so. But I've been wrong before. Believe it or not.
Think about this one.
What?
I don't think you're wrong about this one.
You got anything else
wrong about
to say
me
about...
being angry, but...
Well, you're a mixture of things right now. I've been there. I've been a baseball fan my whole life.
I'm more hopeful.
I hope so.
If we get to next week and they kind of just got a fringe reliever and maybe some other guy that's not really going to help, and they've lost two or three to the Phillies or got swept, and then no, I won't be as hopeful. But for now, I'm still hopeful.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how tonight goes against the Tigers.
We'll lose.
Well, now how? That's Xavier not
Xavion
Curry's
pitching. He's like a 70 ERA in
Triple
A. That's
not hopefulness.
I'm not. I'm hopeful that we won't have to see Xavion Curry pitch again after this.
Well, I don't know what kind of pitcher you wanted to get. Eric Fetty.
That'd be nice.
Well, we'll see.
Eric Fetty and Paul Blackburn, throw them into the rotation.
Well, you'd have to give up a lot to get those guys.
Paul Blackburn's okay. Fetty's better.
Blackburn has a pretty good history.
Yeah, I like him.
We'll see.
I'd love to have him.
Cardinals got to get pitching. Everybody's got it. That's why it's so tough.
It is.
There's a ton of teams that need help and only a few teams that have help.
Right. And if you're a contender, you just hope, like the Cubs yesterday announced, we're kind of sellers. Maybe the Reds will fall into that category, or some other teams over the next week will decide that.
And we'll continue this conversation. We'll take a break right now. Rustin Dodd from The Athletic, one of their lead baseball writers. Longtime journalist, used to work at the Kansas City Star. I knew him best when he covered the University of Kansas for a while. Rustin Dodd will join us next. This is Bob and Jeff on KFH.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion.
In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Rustin Dodd joins us from The Athletic. Rustin, hello, welcome. First time you've been on here in a while. How are you doing?
It has been a while, Bob. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, we're happy to have you. I always admired your work greatly when you were at the Kansas City Star. I still do so today. You've kind of become a baseball guy, and I'm a baseball guy, so is my son, Jeff. So let's start there with the Royals, a team you're pretty familiar with from your days in Kansas City. I made the comment at the opening of the show, these next 2 months, I'm not so sure what the Royals are going to accomplish, but the ceiling's pretty high in my estimation. Do you agree?
You know, I do. You know, they've got a pretty soft schedule here over the next couple of weeks where they're going to get to play the Cubs after the Diamondbacks, and then they get the White Sox and the Tigers again. And, you know, I think it's an opportunity for them to kind of make a little push here, kind of, and then maybe add some, you know, pieces at the deadline. I think their schedule, if you look a little closer, it does get a little tougher in August and into early September. But I think they're positioned to be in the wild card race the whole year. Will they get there? We'll see. But I think they're in the you know, especially with the third wild card, I think they'll be in the race well into September.
Who are some realistic targets for the Royals? Their farm system isn't incredibly deep. Obviously, they have a lot of young players on the major league roster, some injured. It seems like the bat is the way to go now that they've addressed the bullpen a little bit and their starting pitching is already good. So who should Royals fans maybe be zeroing in on over the next week as potential guys for the Royals?
You know, it's a great question. I think, you know, I would look at it, you know, like, so the first name that comes to mind, and I don't know that he is, you know, the kind of guy that they will acquire, but somebody like Tommy Pham from the Chicago White Sox. And there's a couple of reasons why, you know, he fits, right? So he's 35 years old, and he'll be a free agent after this year. He's with the White Sox right now. He's going to be dealt. And the price for somebody like him will be cheap. So I think it's somebody, you know, look for guys sort of in that mold, pending free agents, maybe a little bit older so that, you know, the price is a little bit lower, you know, guys that teams are more or less kind of giving away. You know, I think the Royals want to add, and I don't actually think, you know, it's kind of interesting because they don't, you know, they don't have one of the best farm systems in baseball. And on the one hand, you might say, well, you shouldn't really be trading, you know, you shouldn't be depleting that farm system even more, but you could kind of look at it the other way and say, okay, got a lot of kind of mediocre prospects. And if you move some of those guys for, you know, for veteran bats that can help you over the next 2 or 3 months, you might be okay in the long run. So I think they're probably kind of thinking about it from that perspective. You know, Taylor Ward with the Angels, another guy, but really just any sort of kind of rental outfielder that can add a little bit, you know, professional plate appearances, that kind of thing is, I think, who they'll be targeting.
Talking with Rustin Dodd, baseball writer from The Athletic. We're going to stick to the Royals for one more question, but then I want to get a little deeper with you. Bobby Witt Jr. has just been on fire since the All-Star break. Only a few games, but my goodness, he's just tearing the cover off the ball. He's 24 years old. He signed long-term with the Royals. I feel like this ownership group understands that this is a time over the next 10 years where they have to take advantage of having this kind of player on their team. Will the Royals rise to the challenge of staying competitive over a decade, or will they fall back as they so often have in the past?
You know, it's a great question, Bob. I think they're well positioned to have a nice little window here over the next 4 to 5 years. And I think with ownership, I think there is, you know, John Sherman, he's shown that he wants to win. He's willing to spend, you know, what they did last offseason, both with Bobby Witt Jr., but also in free agency. I think he's a baseball fan. He's lived in Kansas City, for over 30 years. He was a season ticket holder before he became the owner. I think winning and competing and that stuff means something to him. And so I think they are going to spend. The big question, or at least relatively speaking, I guess they're going to, they're not going to spend like a big market team, but they're going to spend, good for the Royals. I guess the big question is, can they start, drafting and developing players at a better rate? I mean, the spending is one thing, but the reason the Royals have struggled for the last 5 or 6 years is, just look at their track record in the draft and the way they've developed pitching over the last decade. And so they have a new, front office in place with JJ Piccolo replacing Dayton Moore. And I think the early returns on the pitching side, they hired Brian Sweeney from the Cleveland Guardians. And those things look really positive. They're really turning upward in the way they've been able to make their pitchers better and develop some young guys over the last year or two. But in the long term, they're going to have to keep doing that. And so that's the big question for me. I think there is commitment from ownership, and I think they have, a nice little core of young players. They obviously need more, and they need to build their farm system back up. But it really is just going to come down to, as it always does, just drafting and developing, and if they can do that at a little bit better rate over the next 5 years.
So, Rustin, I'm a Guardians fan, and I mention that only because I look at a team like the Orioles and just the fact that they can acquire anybody they want, and teams like Cleveland will be maybe picking over the leftovers a little bit. So what do you think the move is for Baltimore? Is it consolidating two or three of their major prospects and making the big splash, or is it maybe including one of those guys each in two or three trades and just making upgrades that way?
It's a really good question. I mean, the Orioles have done, they have drafted and developed better than any team in baseball probably over the last 5 years, and that their farm system is loaded, and a lot of those guys are in the major leagues already, but some of them are still down in the minors. And it really comes down to, Mike Elias is their GM, and I think he's the kind of guy who thinks like long-term, more in the mold of a Cleveland or a Tampa Bay, and like, how do we be sustainable? Let's really value we value these prospects at a certain way. These teams have models and systems, and they can see like the long-term value of a young player over 6 years. And I think it really comes down to how much do you kind of just value a championship and going for it. And it's been a long time since the Baltimore Orioles have won the World Series. And, they traded for Corbin Burns in the offseason, which was kind of, the first time that they had really spent some of that prospect capital to go out and get a player. And now it's, do they look around and say, okay, we actually really probably are the best team in the American League. And, we're right there with, two or three best teams in baseball. And now is the time, we're a smaller market. Let's go ahead and go, trade for a guy like Garrett Crochet from the White Sox, or, one of the best, starters on the market. And I don't feel like I have a good enough feel for Mike Elias to know what they're going to do. But I tend to think that they'll be more on the cautious side, but it'll be interesting to see if they, like the Royals in 2015 and just say, let's screw it. Let's try to win the World Series and kind of, give us the best chances here.
Rustin Dodd with us from The Athletic. We're talking baseball. So the National League, and especially the wild card picture. It's not very clear. I count 8 teams that are within either 4 games over 500 or 6 games under 500. How's that going to shake out at the All-Star? At the trade deadline. Which teams do you expect to be the most active? Were you surprised that the Cubs are kind of waving the white towel in spite of being one of those teams that's still only 4 games under?
Yeah, well, this is a really interesting question, actually, because it makes me think of that. It makes me think about how much if you're a Royals fan, you love the third wild card, right? You're like, okay, we can maybe make the playoffs. But I kind of hate the third wild card. I think it's ruined kind of the format in the playoffs. You know, the opening with those 3-game series, the 3-game wild card series, it feels like it kind of slows down the momentum and then it makes the playoffs longer. And also you have, very mediocre teams getting into the postseason. And you would think, I think agents have made this point, but, other people have made this point too. It actually causes teams to be a little bit less aggressive because they say, okay, we could get into the playoffs, but then we're in a 3-game series. That's a coin flip. But we may be able to sneak into the playoff anyways without going out and really adding to our roster. So let's just hold on to our prospects. And I guess that's a long way of saying I think that big thing of, mediocrity will cause a lot of teams to maybe feel that way and think, all right, well, maybe we can kind of luck our way into the postseason here, but like there's no use, trading a prospect to add our chances to make the playoffs by 10% when then once we get into the playoffs, we got about a 2% chance to, win a World Series or anything like that. So I think you look up and down the National League, there really should be like one wild card team, honestly. But right now there's going to be 3 and it could be a number of different teams. And, who knows? I mean, the Diamondbacks got into the playoffs last year and were able to get to the World Series. And I think that's, you're going to continue seeing that in baseball where you're seeing kind of mediocre teams, have a chance.
Do you expect teams to kind of take as long as possible to really gain clarity on their status and we'll see a flood of activity on the 29th and 30th, or will maybe there be a smattering of deals over the course of the next week?
I think it always tends to go down to the last minute. I think teams feel like, and I don't know if this is true, but I just think it's the way GMs think that they can, the longer they hold on to a player, the more likely that there's a bidding war at the last minute between teams. And maybe the holding on for a player for another week, the value is not going to go down. And in fact, the value for that player might go up. So I think we'll see some, maybe a deal here or there this week, but I think you'll see, the biggest things happen, heading into the weekend and beyond.
Rustin, really good stuff. Really appreciate you coming on the show. It'll be a busy week for you and everyone who covers Major League Baseball. Thanks for being with us.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right. Rustin Dodd from The Athletic. Good stuff. Baseball, of course, intrigues us, and that's a guy who knows it.
Sure thing.
What will the Cardinals do?
I don't know. You didn't ask.
No, I didn't.
Why not?
Because I already know.
You do?
They'll go get some bum reliever.
Oh, that's too bad.
Or Eric Fetty.
Go get Eric Fetty. I'm sure he'd love to pitch
in
St.
Louis. Well, they might get Eric Fetty.
They might.
They need something.
You have the people that you want, and Fetty seems realistic for a lot of teams.
They have some good players. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's frustrating, isn't it?
Mason Wynn's good. Alec Burleson's good. Wilson Contreras is good.
Is he just DH now?
Brendan Donovan's good. And then after that,
Sonny Gray's usually pretty good.
He's struggled.
Yeah. A little.
We'll see. I'm not going to get too worked up over it right now.
Yeah, you are. You're angry.
No, I'm not angry.
You're sad and you're angry.
I'm never angry.
Never?
Nope. Wow. I don't get angry. Denise Neal joins us from the Wichita Eagle. She's been known to howl at the moon. Hello, Denise.
Hey, you remember when we wrote that song, Spooky Moon?
Oh, my God. I do remember that. That was,
I sing it every time that I pass was phenomenal. The Waffle House. I know. I know.
Oh, really, thanks for reminding me of that.
Well, you're welcome.
That was on a trip home from Oklahoma, right?
Oklahoma City. You, me, and Jill Chittum were there covering the NCAA tournament. We went to the Waffle House, and we wrote a song about the spooky moon. That was a long dang time ago.
Denise, yep. I'm going to start with a little bit of a controversial question, because you wrote a story about a man who had consumed 20,000 beers.
Right.
Is that worth celebrating?
Well, now listen, I think those people who are taking it too seriously need to calm themselves on down. This man was completely delightful, and he's a beer fan. He's a guy, he's got a PhD. He was a Boeing executive at one point. He enjoys stopping at the watering hole on his way home from work, checking his email, unwinding, and trying a new craft beer. And he's been doing it since he moved here, probably before you were born, and has just accumulated those beverages over the years. I didn't set out to celebrate it, by the way. Old Chicago was very excited about it because he's obviously one of their best customers. He's delightful. He's a delightful guy.
20,000 beers. You know, that sounds like, oh my God, that's just crazy. But I wonder how many beers I've consumed.
That's like one a day for 50 years or something.
I used to do 10 a day.
Well, it's 10 a day for 5 years. I don't know what he's doing.
Well, I don't know what he's doing. What about what I did?
I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what he's doing.
Anyway.
10 a day is too many.
Well, 10 a day is too many, but it wasn't every day.
Well, that's not 10 a day. That's 10 in a day.
Listen, whatever floats your boat. If you want to have a beer a day, go for it. Right, Denise?
Yes, and this sweet man was somewhat reluctant to be in the spotlight over this accomplishment. But, you know, Old Chicago convinced him, and I just can't stress to you how delightful he was.
All right. Well, like I said, a little bit controversial, but that's what I do.
Yeah, that Jeff is on the cutting edge.
Oh, I know. Jeff asks the tough questions that no one else will ask.
Yeah,
I try to.
There's some truth to that. Let's talk about Po' Boy Pizza, because it's been around a long time, and it has a very strong following. But the owner's retiring. They're closing. Yeah. What's going to happen?
Yep. Well, the owner, her husband died 5 years ago, and she's been running it by herself ever since. But they had been running it together since 1990, which is a long time ago. And it's the home of a pizza roll, which is not really like Old Chicago's pizza rolls, but kind of a full, like, pizza filling folded up in crust, and people love it. Especially people who went to Southeast High School, because before Southeast moved years ago, they were right next door to this place. So everybody from the high school would go there to eat. But anyway, she's ready to retire. Her sons, who are engineers and grown up, they really want to continue it, but they can't right now. And so they're holding on to hope that they can reopen it here in 2 or 3 years somewhere else, not there at Lincoln and Edgemore where it is now. But so there's hope for people who love it and are sad it's closing, that it could come back in some form in the future. But August 6th will be its last day. And until then, she's taking carryout orders only, because she's kind of running the place by herself and can't really handle more than that.
So you wrote a story about two chefs who are going to lead or be part of leadership at culinary schools, one at Butler Community College and one at WSU Tech. So how much intel do you have on those two culinary schools? How much time have you spent, if much, in them? And what kind of operations are they?
Well, I mean, for a town our size, it's kind of amazing to have two places like that. And both of them have brand new state-of-the-art buildings. The Butler one has been running for longer. It's out at Andover. It's out in Andover, like right in front of the Dillons there at Andover Road and Kellogg. I think that's the name of it. But it has a brand new building that was paid for mostly by Scott Redler of Freddy's Frozen Custard founder. And theirs is called the Redler Institute. And it's really good. I mean, it puts out a lot of good cooks and good chefs every year. And then WSU Tech started its own in downtown Wichita, right there at Broadway and William. And it's state-of-the-art. It has brand-new building. It has students and chef teachers and a restaurant on the ground floor that students can practice in, an event center on the top floor. So, I mean, it's a pretty unusual thing for a city of our size to have two, you know, culinary schools, but we've got them, and I've met many people over the years who have come out of them who are now working in restaurants around here.
Denise Neal is our guest. We have her on quite often to talk about food and restaurants here in Wichita. I've got another decent, what I think is a decent story idea that I don't know that you've done, but you may have.
Okay, share it.
Leakers on North Broadway.
Yeah.
They have a very good deli, and I go there somewhat frequently, and they have really good food, and they have an interesting group of people who work in that deli, and I just think the whole thing is interesting. Does that strike a chord with you?
Yeah, you know, I've always been very curious about that place because it seems like one of the last few remaining kind of old school grocery stores in our area, right? I have not been in there. I haven't been in there. I've always wanted to go in. I don't know why I never stopped. But what kind of, like, are you saying they have prepared food, Bob?
Yeah, like they have specials every day. They have very good meatloaf,
Is
one of the specials today. I went out yesterday and I got three dishes. One of them I'm going to have tonight. They had lasagna, they had beef noodles, and they had brat and kraut. And all of it's really good. They serve sides. They have a really good salad bar. They just, it's really good. It's like really, really good.
What gets you out that way? What gets you out that way?
That.
I know, but how'd you find out about it?
Oh, just people talking about it. People saying that the meatloaf, I have a friend that talked about the meatloaf quite a bit. So we tried that and it's a very clean store. They do a great job of running it.
Yeah.
I'm a big Leakers guy.
Bob, I like this idea. I'm going to get myself out there.
I love it. I knew you'd like that. What are you laughing about?
I don't have an idea, but...
Is Jeff becoming a common enemy of ours, Denise?
Well, this isn't new, Bob. He's always been an enemy of yours.
Really?
Well, at least an adversary. True.
That's fair.
You two were born to disagree.
I mean, no argument. So last week, I was looking for a different place to go with my wife. You know, she's got a wheat allergy, so I'm looking up gluten-free restaurants, maybe places that we've not been to before. We ended up at Todd Bryan's Brick Street Cafe and Tavern, which is, I'm sure you know, over there in Old Town Square. And apparently, it's been there forever. And I had never known about it. It's kind of a, at least for me, a hidden gem. It had the chicken fried steak, and it filled up like a whole huge plate. Portions were unbelievable. Have you ever been there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been there a few times over the years, of course. It was right there across from our office in Old Town Square. Yeah, I have been there, and you're right. It just kind of, it's one of those places that trucks along without a lot of fanfare, and people kind of forget about it sometimes, but it obviously has a following or it wouldn't still be there after all these years. So I'm glad to hear you had a good experience over there.
Yeah, what a good time.
I don't think I've heard of it.
I hadn't either. That's what's
crazy. I may have to try that too. That's sounds pretty intriguing.
Yeah, why not?
I'm curious, Denise, how often you get a tip that you just can't, you know, you get really enthusiastic about? Like a new restaurant coming to town or one that's leaving. How often do those things happen in your world?
Every day. I mean, I got a list of about 30 things you don't even know about right now that I'm trying to find out about.
So you got a tip today about something.
Which was what?
Well, I don't know. I'm asking you. Did I say? Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did, actually.
Besides leakers.
Oh, yeah. I get tips all the time.
I got a story idea for you,
Denise. Tell us one of them.
Well, let's see. You guys obviously did your prep work before. My latest news. Today I wrote about Manhattan Brewing Company wants to come to Wichita and open its own tap room.
Yeah. I don't care.
Okay.
No. I'm not saying that's not a story. I'm just saying that craft beer is not my thing. I know it's the thing of a lot of people. A lot of people really love it. I get it. But I'm over it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Why don't you let me finish? Because I don't think she was interested in that. But go ahead, Denise.
Well, there's another thing I'm working on hotly at the moment, but you know, there's two or three things I wish I could tell everybody, but I just can't yet. But I hear from readers, I hear from owners, I hear from real estate agents, I used to have a guy that sold soda, the stuff that carbonates your soda, that was a great source of mine, who would let me know stuff when he heard it. I mean, I got people everywhere, Bob, everywhere.
You're good. I like it. What's your idea?
I've got a story idea. This would take a lot of legwork, and it might be better for like a podcast, but it would be a huge enterprise type story. Because I was thinking about Freddy's, and they have new owners. They're now a chain. They started in Wichita, and they keep adding these new menu items that I don't know if people really like. They do these steak burger things really well, and that just got me thinking. Like, we've had three, I think about this a lot, three really massive restaurants that started in Wichita, Pizza Hut, White Castle, and Freddy's, that became these huge national chains. And what was the evolution for those restaurants of becoming local Wichita restaurants to huge national chains, and, you know, the things that they changed, how they adapted, what they added to the menu? I'd be interested to hear something or read something about that.
Okay. Well, I can send you a story I wrote a few years ago when Freddy's turned I think they turned 15 or something, where I kind of outlined that. But I'm not saying I remember that story well.
Sure you do.
But what I'm saying is, I do think that's well documented, Jeff. But maybe that would be good to bring together into one big story. But you know, a restaurant just has to have that it factor and just get a lucky break, you know. And nobody knows what
more
that
about
formula
like the...
is going to be.
The reactions to it, as I don't know. See. Never mind. Forget it, Denise.
Yeah, forget that story.
I like what I mean. Your story is such a good idea that we've done it. I mean, that's the thing. That's how good of an idea it is.
Not the way I'd do it.
Well, no,
well,
she did
you
it better.
At a TV station, get on it, bro.
I will. I'm going to do that story.
Yeah, do the story.
I'm dining with Jeff. Be ready.
Dining with Jeff. I can't wait.
We are officially competition.
Hey, Bob, listen. Travis just posted some photos of your statue.
Yeah, I got those emailed to me. I don't want to post them yet because I want to wait for the unveiling. But
Well, anyway, pretty exciting, huh?
It's very exciting. We're very much looking forward to it. It's nerve-wracking. We're going to have a little get-together before the unveiling day. And
okay.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, Travis is having a great time out there in Colorado watching your statue get made.
Good. And for those of you who wonder why, Travis Hying and Jamie Green from the Wichita Eagle are producing a documentary on the statue, the theft, the ramifications, the aftermath. And we look forward to that. So... That will be coming down the pike here in a couple, 3-4 months.
Yeah, it's cool.
All right, Denise, we always appreciate it. Thank you.
As do I.
See you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Denise Neal from the Wichita Eagle talking food and restaurants. We'll take a break. We got an hour left. We'll play a game coming up at about 3:25 or thereabouts. We've got the NBC World Series beginning Thursday. We got a couple guests lined up for you to talk about that. We'll tell you more about who they are. Stay with us, the Bob and Jeff Show.
want the noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
What?
The noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
This is my job.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
How do I turn the dial on a show I'm on? I feel like I got nowhere to go.
Truth be told, a majority of the American people would ultimately empathize with our situation.
Jeff Lutz.
The reason there's no weaklings is because there's no stronglings.
Nature versus nurture. Nature always wins.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Everything you need to make it happen.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz with you. Max Power Producing Engineering, 869-1240, the IHOP hotline. The aftershocks, kind of a shocking loss to Team Colorado last night. They looked like they were the better team for a good portion of the game, but when they weren't the better team, they were terrible.
Yeah, and couldn't finish
it. Kind of a weird game.
Yeah, I did my best to follow it on the TBT Twitter account.
Here's what I did. I followed it on Fox Sports 1.
Yeah, you did that. I had baseball. I had WWE. It's hard to switch between three different.
Here's what I did as a local radio show host.
It's hard to switch between three different apps.
I followed the game that I knew we'd talk about.
We're not going to talk about Dirty Dom?
No. I followed the basketball game that I knew would be discussed.
Daddy Dom, I'm sorry.
I followed it. No, you didn't follow
it. They were up 11. They let Colorado back in it.
You got to watch games to follow them.
Well, I'll watch games when I watch games.
Well, that's a terrible excuse.
Saw the highlights.
Watching Monday Night Raw. Record it and watch it later.
Maybe.
Good. Do you have record?
Of course I have record.
I mean, on that,
who wouldn't have
$85
record?
TV, I don't know what you got.
Got a lot of stuff. All the bells and whistles.
Really?
Sure.
You think you got the bells and whistles I do?
I think our TVs are similar. I don't think you have anything I don't.
Except I got nice bigger pictures, right?
No,
you'd admit that.
I mean, my TV's about that size.
Well, that's down here in the office area. What? Nobody comes in here. I'd be embarrassed to have people see that.
Well,
that was my main
television. That's you.
I mean, you got to roll out something big if it's your.
Why?
If it's in your main room.
That's not my
it's
lot.
It's kind of a masculine thing.
That's not my lot in life. That's not my passion in life. That's not my objective in life.
Well, it is mine.
To be some kind of outwardly mass. That's not.
People leaving this house. Seriously, getting in their car and saying, man, what a TV.
What are you compensating for, though?
Well, I don't know that I am.
I feel plenty masculine, whatever that means.
The idea of the conversation.
I don't need to show it off all the time.
The idea of a conversation turning toward my television has great appeal to me.
Have you noticed, though, that you start every one of those conversations?
Well, I may plant the seed.
There's a decent chance nobody else cares.
I may plant the seed, but I'm sure that when people get to their cars, they probably go down that route.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, that's private stuff. Why wouldn't you talk about that?
Well, anyway, I was upset because I wanted to see the KU Wichita State thing.
That just must not be in the cards.
The aftershocks. They didn't look like they had the chemistry.
Also, here's something maybe you don't want to hear. KU would have blown them out.
I don't know about that. I'm telling you right now.
Blew out Florida TNT, which is pretty good.
The aftershocks lack a post presence, which Marcus McDuffie said after the game. They don't have anybody down low that they can get the ball to. They got guys taking shots that shouldn't be taking them, frankly. They don't have.
Well, just say the name.
No. They got guys. Here are the guys who should be shooting. Jeremiah Martin from Memphis.
Sure.
Connor Frankamp. Marcus McDuffie.
Rashard Kelly.
They should be taking 90% of the shots, in my opinion. And Darrell Willis when he takes a good shot. He drives me crazy because he takes so many bad shots.
All he does is shoot. Can we just talk about Darrell Willis? Darrell,
give the ball up. And you got really able teammates. And when you have an open shot, I love it when you shoot.
Yeah, take
but when you go into this spin move and dribble and backing in. No, you never make those shots.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get why someone hasn't pulled him aside at some point in his career and said, Daryl, we don't need this.
He's
a professional now, so we can talk about him like that.
Well, he's a talented guy. I'm not here to, you know.
Well, he always drove me insane when he played at Wichita State, and he drives me insane still. I'm sure he's a wonderful human being, but his basketball game and my aesthetics preferences do not match.
Well, all I want is to find a box score.
I don't know if that's possible.
I've been able to find it, but why isn't it, when they give you the result of a game, why don't they just hook in a box score?
Can you tell
me that on the TBT?
TBT, everything's
different.
They make everything difficult on that website.
That's all I want. I want to be able to go to a box score.
The pictures of the players are 900 by 900. It's just too much.
Well, I don't know about all that. But anyway, it was frustrating to watch the game last night. My wife was frustrated. I don't like it when she's frustrated. Because when something happens that frustrates her, here's what she does. You know those kind of people?
That's her going off the deep end a little bit.
And she really only does it in basketball.
Sometimes in wrestling.
Not really. And she never does it in baseball with the Cardinals.
She's not as invested.
I don't know. Oh, she would say she is.
Well, she would act as though she isn't. And what do we believe?
She's invested in anything to do with the Shockers. And it just takes it to the next level when Connor Frankamp's involved. And they told me, remember, we had Zach Bush on the show. We had Connor on the show. That he was going to be more aggressive. They were going to get him more shots. That really didn't happen.
The Aftershocks need to erase everything. Go back to the drawing board. Build a roster as if there is no roster. I mean, yes, you're probably going to want Frankamp, McDuffie, but don't assume anything. Go into it with fresh eyes, a fresh perspective. Figure out what wins in this tournament because these teams are getting better. Kentucky's alumni team is really, really, really good as far as names go. UConn has one now. That is good. Some of these other teams that aren't alumni teams are still good. And they had players from outside of the colleges that they're supposed to be representing.
Well, Colorado had a couple of good players. Andre Roberson tore him apart.
Yeah, he's
good. He was outstanding. 22 points, 9 rebounds. Marcus McDuffie had a great tournament. Jeremiah Martin was good. Daryl Willis was 2 for 9. Caleb Walker, who I don't know, took 5 shots, didn't make any of them. Don't shoot.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to.
Like I said, you have to hit the reset button with this whole thing.
Jordan Parks, don't know him, 0 for 2. Rashard Kelly, 4 for 8. Connor Frankamp, only 7 shots, made 3 of them. Daryl Willis, 2 for 9. 0 for 4 from 3. What are you shooting? What are you shooting a 3-pointer for?
He does that. You need to find
Trey Wade, 1 for 3.
You need to find an identity. And I don't think in TBT the best way to go about it is to have a 1, a 2, a 3, a 4, and a 5. You either need to shoot. You either need to really, really defend like they had a couple years ago when they had McDuffie, Brown, and Kelly, and some guys in the middle that were really good at defenders. Or you need to get a bunch of big guys. I don't know. But you need something different to succeed in that tournament.
They need to supplement their team with real players. That sounds terrible, but you got McDuffie, who's real. You've got Jeremiah Martin was a good addition. That guy's
and who knows if he'll
return player. I still think Connor is outstanding. Now maybe I'm too much of a Connor guy to see anything else.
He's the focal point of the opposition's.
He is. They just guard him like he's Kobe Bryant. By the way, that's his favorite player, so I threw that out there. And then Rashard Kelly gave them a good performance last night. But when you bring in some of these folks, I mean, Willis, Walker, Parks were a combined 2 of 16.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Yeah, got to do better than that. So anyway.
Figure out how many old Shockers you can get. Start there. Start with the guys who left. See if Jamarius Burton wants to play, Grant Sherfield, whoever. And then, I don't know. I'm not inside. I'm not involved. I'm not there. Maybe the way they're doing it is the best way that it can be done, and they just got unlucky.
No, you're not there.
But from the outside looking in, that's my perspective.
Well, I appreciate the outside looking in, but I'm just going to say you're not there.
Well, no, neither are you, but we got to still offer some opinions because this is now two straight years where they don't get out of the Wichita Regional, and they need to get out of the Wichita Regional.
I'm trying to look up the KU box score, and I got to sign in to view. What is going on? Don't make this hard.
You're not subscribed?
Don't make this hard, TBT. I should be able to go to ESPN.com and find every box score, right?
I don't know.
Can I do that?
I don't know. I doubt it.
Don't make this hard on me.
It is. It's tough.
It should be at my fingertips. If I want to see a box score, how'd Frank Mason III do last night?
I don't know.
Well, I want to know that. But when I click on box score.
Do we call him the third now?
Sure I do. Oh, I just got the box score. He had 9 points, only 3 of 12 shooting. LeGerald Vick, 19. Billy Preston, who's had two really good games, 13. And Diedrich Lawson, 13 points, 11 rebounds.
Yeah, they're going to hammer Colorado, in my opinion. And they have a good chance of winning the whole thing, in my opinion.
We'll see.
That team is loaded.
Well, they're good.
Does McLemore Robinson play much?
No, didn't play at all. Did not get on the floor. Sam Cunliffe, who played about 7 minutes at KU, came off the bench to score 8, as did Jamari Traylor.
And no Brandon Rush.
No, he's not playing with him.
He's on the roster.
Well, he's not playing.
Fine.
I don't care who's on the roster. I care who shows up.
Did he not show up?
I don't know. Did he play?
Well, he's like 50. Well, I don't know if he'd play or not.
How old would Brandon Rush be?
I think he's my age.
He'd be in that vicinity.
Didn't he graduate high school?
How old would Kirk Heinrich be? He'd be in his mid-40s.
Brandon Rush is 39.
Kirk Heinrich, 42?
Well, he's probably a couple years older than me, 43.
Okay. Well, I enjoyed covering those KU teams. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, they were good. Maybe they should get Heinrich back, and he can slap the floor like a moron. I mean,
you don't like Kirk Heinrich, did you? Why do you call him a moron?
I did. I said like a moron. That's something a moron would do.
I like Kirk Heinrich. Had the personality of that trophy.
I was not a big Heinrich
guy. I liked it. He's fine. Great player.
Not a big Eric Chenoweth guy.
Let's get to Shannon, who's holding. Hello, Shannon.
Hey, guys. Hey, Bob, did you know that Jeff...
Hey, Guy?
2 weeks ago... Guy.
Okay. What do you have?
Jeff sang happy birthday to me 2 weeks ago. Did you get to hear that?
I was not on the show that day, I take it, and no, I did not hear it.
Wow, okay, well, that was awesome. I really did appreciate that. I'm calling because Jeff was talking about doing a food story. And, Jeff, I do have a food page. I don't know if you know about it. But
I've heard about it.
I would like to help you and be involved in your little food story because I think I could.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to do a food story. It was just an idea.
He's not going to do it.
Shut up, Bob.
Shut up, Bob.
Let's just do it. I know what I'm talking about. I told you about the greatest Cuban sandwich in this area, which I think you agreed.
You did, and oh my God, it's so good.
We got to get together and do that again, but I'd be interested in helping with that food. So I love good food. I know some good places, and I'm surprised Denise Neal didn't know about Leakers. I mean, what a salad bar over there. That's amazing.
Well,
amazing salad bar.
Denise is a kind of a higher class person than.
Oh, well, now we're throwing. Now we're
to Leakers.
Now we're saying Leakers is not high class.
Yes, we are saying.
Or are you saying? What? Are you saying I'm
they're
lower
not low class,
class
but.
I love Leakers, and I'll be their spokesperson.
Well, I think
and
you
if
could.
You think that means I'm not of the highest class,
yes, it does.
Well, that's ridiculous.
It's okay though.
Well,
anything
I'm
else, Shannon?
Low life's got to eat too, right?
I want to be a part of. If you're going to do a food store, I want to be a part of it and help you out. Man, I can find some good places and I just think I could help out big time.
All right. Well, let's
no question.
Let's compete with Denise.
Also, I think you mentioned you wanted to play drums with the band on a one certain song, right? From the Eagles.
I don't know. Did I say the band or a band? But yeah, let's do.
I thought you meant you were gonna.
We could work that
play
up.
Drums with the band is what I heard when you were with Duda.
Well, yeah, that's great. I mean, that'd be first choice, but I just didn't know that I said that.
I thought you did. I was like, oh, that was nice of him to say that, but maybe you didn't. Maybe I was hearing things. I don't know.
Thanks, Shannon.
Yeah,
it's always good to hear from you.
I'll work it up.
Sweet.
All right. Can't wait for this endeavor.
I might do that.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and play a game. It's that day, Tuesday, here on the Bob and Jeff Show. Back in a minute.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
Time to play the game here on the Bob and Jeff Show. Jeff has a game. Max is apparently going to play and lose. Again.
He'll probably lose.
What is the game?
We're going to do city nicknames.
First,
you get a chance for 2 points.
This is right up my alley. You know that.
First opportunity is I will name the city. You'll give me the nickname. Those are the easier ones. And then I'll name the nickname, and you have to tell me the city.
I'd rather do the nickname and tell you the city.
Well, you get a chance for both. You get a chance for 2 points in each round, and it's a 12-round World Series of face-off.
So who goes first?
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. Max, if that's okay with you, I'll take the early lead and never relinquish.
I thought we did something this before.
No, we haven't.
Don't start whining, Max.
I'm not.
How about Nashville?
Nashville?
Yeah. What's Nashville's nickname?
The country music capital.
Incorrect.
Music City.
What do you mean?
It's not your turn, but yeah, you can steal in this game now that you mention it. I like that idea. So that's a point for Max, even though it's not yet his turn in round one. It's Charm City is your...
Charm City?
Yeah.
Baltimore.
Correct. 1-1 after, and Max is coming to bat.
Yeah, Bob,
Max,
it's a charm if you get out of Baltimore alive. Rocky Mountain City.
No.
Incorrect.
The Mile High
Mile
City.
High,
yes, that's correct.
I was getting confused over
Mile. And Max, the biggest little city.
What's the score?
I'm going to tell you after this round.
Reno.
Max, the biggest little city
Reno,
in
Nevada.
The world. That's correct. 2-2 after round one. So it worked out where you both got them. Bob, Cincinnati.
Oh, man. What a... The... I don't know.
Max?
The Queen City?
I'll know it when I hear it.
What's that?
The Queen City.
Yeah.
Yes, that's correct.
Max, you're looking that up.
No, I'm not.
Who's policing Max?
I'm not. I'll get somebody in here if you want, but I'm not.
And the Big Pineapple.
You're asking me?
Yeah, that's your
The Big Pineapple.
Yes.
The Big Pineapple?
Yeah, the Big Pineapple.
I've never heard that in my life.
Well, use your deductive reasoning, please.
Honolulu.
Correct. 3-3. Max, Philadelphia.
Oh, my God.
The city of brotherly love.
Correct.
So easy. What? I get the pineapple city.
That was
easy. And Max gets...
What other place has pineapple?
And the magic city.
Oh, God. So easy. Come on, Max.
I thought that was you.
No, that's your turn. This is your second...
Yeah, how much time does he get?
Well, he didn't know it was his turn, so Max, the Magic City, 5 seconds.
Houston.
I don't know. Orlando.
Incorrect.
What?
It's Miami.
Why is that
God.
I don't know.
Orlando's got all the magic.
I know. Trust me, it didn't make much sense to me either. Max leads 4-3 after two.
They named the team the Magic in Orlando.
They got the Magic Kingdom. I'm with you, man. You don't need to tell me. Detroit.
Motor City.
Correct. and the City of Roses.
Pasadena.
Well, Pasadena.
Correct. Max, your turn for two. Wichita.
Oh, God.
I want to see if he knows this.
The Air Capital.
Yes, that's correct. And the Home of the Blues.
Oh, God. 5 seconds.
Is that me?
Yeah.
Oh, Memphis.
You get two every round.
Okay,
yes.
Memphis.
It is 6-5 max as we go to round four. Bob is up for two. New Orleans.
New Orleans?
Yeah.
New Orleans?
Yeah.
The Jazz City.
Incorrect. Max.
Thankfully, I watch a lot of NCIS New Orleans with Sam Beckett. The Crescent City.
I'll give that to you. I was looking for the Big Easy, but I will give you the Crescent City.
Well, wait, you can't give him that.
I'll give him that. Max, the horse capital of the world.
Oh, God.
Kentucky.
No.
I need a city.
Louisville.
Incorrect.
The horse capital of the world.
Yes.
Lexington.
Correct. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
6-7 to 6.
Max still
my turn
in the lead through four rounds. We start round five.
How many rounds do we have?
We can go 12. We can go 8. I don't know. What do you want
to
do?
What's the next? What do I have here?
You have Boston.
I know.
I hate this game.
You don't like this game?
No.
This is an awesome game.
Boston.
Yeah. What do they call Boston?
You'd think I'd know that.
You'd think.
I can't come up with it.
And everybody hates Max? That name, too. Beantown.
Correct.
Oh, gosh. You know, if you'd give me the nickname first, I haven't missed yet.
Bob.
What is it?
The Steel City.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
see?
That's an easy one. Max, as we go to your turn in round five, Phoenix. It's a tough one.
Sun City.
No.
Not giving that to him.
Land of the Sun.
Valley of the Sun.
Right. I get that.
No, you do not.
Wait a minute.
Of the Sun is not the same.
Land of the Sun, I don't get.
No, of course not. It's Valley of the Sun.
And he got some New Orleans thing, Crescent City?
Yeah, because it is called Crescent City. That's one of its nicknames.
Well, this is just a travesty.
Max, Cowtown.
Cowtown?
Yeah.
Texas.
Well, I need a city.
Amarillo.
Incorrect.
Cowtown.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Houston.
No, you should know this. We just watched the draft from
Fort
there.
Worth.
Yes, but you don't get that. Have we done...
Don't ride in a convertible.
No, I just almost said
it's my turn?
Yeah, Los Angeles.
You know, obviously, I should know this.
You should.
It's pathetic.
It is.
What you're doing is making me look weak.
I'm okay with that.
For anybody who knows about the incredible TVs I have, this is threatening to my masculinity.
You are not a weak person, of course.
Right, exactly. And I want people to know that.
Your masculinity is suffering.
The City of Kings.
Incorrect. Max?
Orange County.
5 seconds.
Capital City, the new millennium. I can't think of what it was.
It's City of Angels.
Golly.
Matt or Bob.
Ridiculous.
I shouldn't.
Bob. Bob. The Emerald City.
I know that one.
The Emerald City.
Yes.
The Emerald City.
Yeah, that's right.
I know it.
Well, you'd think I'd know it.
You would think.
The Emerald City.
Yeah.
Philadelphia.
No. Max?
The birthplace of James Marshall Hendricks, Seattle.
Yes.
Doggone it. Why wouldn't I know that?
Why wouldn't you?
This is I think people potentially could change their opinion about me.
It's been a struggle this game today.
This may be the point in time where whispers start to happen that, did you hear Bob today on the show?
Yeah.
Pretty easy stuff. He didn't really have much of a clue. I wonder if maybe the cognitive thing is, what do you think, Harold?
Even Bob Gibson had a bad game, Bob.
And there could be some movement here. What's the next one?
Max is up.
What's the score?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 for you, 9 for Max. And he hasn't had his sixth round turn yet. Max, Las Vegas.
Oh, gosh. Why don't I get that?
Well, you got New Orleans.
God, I keep thinking the Silver State. I can't.
Get buzzing.
I don't know.
Five.
I know it, but I can't think of it.
Sin City.
Correct. And Max, the city. I think I've done that one before.
Hurry up.
I'm looking for one I haven't done. The Gateway to the West.
Oh, gosh.
St. Louis.
Yes.
You just fed him that one. Why didn't you give me that one?
I could have, but I didn't.
You're not just going down the line. You're picking and choosing.
Yeah, I am.
Which is illegal.
It is?
Yeah, no game show host does that. You're allowing Max to have an edge.
I don't think I did.
Oh, I can't give him Gateway to the West.
I didn't give him Boston, and I didn't give you St. Louis.
Ridiculous. I get two chances to tie.
Dallas. Dallas.
Dallas?
Yeah.
I don't know. What is it?
Max? It's the Big D.
The Cowboy City.
No, it's the Big D.
The Big D. What's next? I think I got that.
Space City.
Oh, God, I got that.
Well, then let's hear it.
It's not my turn.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Houston.
Correct. It's 1, 2, 3. This is the last round, by the way. 9.
I lead.
10-9, Max. So if he misses one.
Okay, Max.
Both,
big pressure. Jeff's going down the list.
Well, I'm trying to,
figure out an easy one for you, Max.
No, they're all pretty easy at this point. Atlanta.
Oh. Hotlanta?
Yeah, yes. Don't stall.
Yes, that's correct.
Hotlanta.
What do you say? What?
Hotlanta.
Not Hotlanta.
Yeah, it is.
What do they call it?
And
the Peach City.
And finally, the...
I think that's a Peachtree State.
Rip City.
Rip City?
Yeah.
I know that.
Well, everybody knows it.
Except Bob.
No, I know it.
Well, Max, what is it?
Oh, Portland.
Yes.
Anybody would know.
Max wins. I have a text.
That was a...
That I need to share.
Manufactured game.
From a close friend and someone who would be concerned over your well-being. Is Bob okay? Is he losing it?
Really?
Yeah.
I'll punch whoever that is right in the mouth. And you'll tell me during the break.
Oh, I will see.
Is this someone I know?
Yeah.
Is this someone who's been... respectful of me in the past.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't like that.
Maybe too respectful.
I don't like that kind of stuff. I'll tell you that right now. Have we done Bob and Jeff draft on Seager song?
We have. I think I wiped the floor with you.
How's this one going that we did yesterday?
Well, I demolished you in shockers.
I won on the Henley.
Which no one doubted.
I don't know why your second list on shockers beat mine. I have a suspicion it has to do with Alec Bohm. And that's okay.
Yeah, and your Tyler Green pick wasn't good. Your Claude Hendricks pick. No one.
Look him up.
I mean, I know he's good, but he's not a representative.
Maybe the most successful.
But he's not a representative of Wichita State baseball.
He's a representative of me.
No, he's not.
I feel represented by him.
How?
He went to Wichita State.
Because he's about as old as you?
He's much older than me.
Oh. See, that's where I was confused.
And again,
he did not go to Wichita State. He went to
University of Wichita.
WU.
He went to the University of Wichita. And when you say WU,
it reminds
me of Dennis.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Referred to it as WU.
Well, I would never.
Throughout his
disparage Dennis.
Throughout his life of calling radio shows. And again, Dennis was phenomenal. So I guess the person who texted you about having some concern about my mental acuity was your good friend David Michael Hahn.
Speaking of which.
Now what was your answer to him?
He said, is Bob okay? Is he losing it? And I said, no and yes.
Is Bob okay? No.
Is he losing it?
Yes. Why would you say that? Why would you feed that?
You know he was doing that as a joke because you were talking about it.
I don't remember talking about it.
Well, then you might be losing it.
I remember something.
Well, we all remember something. Do you still plan on going to the pump house on Friday after the show?
Well, I don't think Mike Furches can do it. He'll be in Tennessee.
I'm just kidding.
Why do you do that to Mike? No, I want to know. I want to know what it is.
I love Mike.
Because there's not a better guy.
No, I get that.
Why do you do that to him?
Because it's fun.
It's not fun.
It is for me.
I don't like it. He doesn't like
it. He loves it.
He
pokes at me, too. You think I mind? I don't.
It's disrespectful.
To Mike?
Yeah.
Love Mike.
You don't. Tell me why you love
him. I'm just saying the group as a whole doesn't suffer if he... I love him because he's extremely friendly and a wonderful human being.
I can't wait. I'm going to have him over one of these nights, and we're just going to talk about really serious stuff.
You are?
Yes.
That sounds awful.
I think it sounds phenomenal.
Really?
We're going to delve into anything.
All right.
Because Mike's the kind of guy you can do that with.
You sure can.
And I think I'm the kind of guy you can do that with.
Maybe. Never tried it.
I mean, I have my viewpoints, but...
So, back to the question. Are you not going on Friday?
I'll go. What time?
We're doing it 4:30.
4:30?
Yeah, after the show. David Michael Hahn is already booked.
All right, 4:30. Is Duda in?
He better be.
What about the big fella?
I don't know. You need to reach out to
the big
fella.
What about Max?
I assume Max would go.
Max, can you be at the pump house at 4:30 Friday?
No, I have dogs I have to feed when I get home.
Hmm.
What did he say?
He has dogs he has to feed.
Whatever.
Okay. I mean, can't they get fed a little later? I mean...
Guess not.
I like the idea of taking care of your dogs, but I don't know. Anyway,
you and David Michael Hahn and Duda, that sounds like
I don't know if Duda will be there.
He put it in his calendar also, I believe. Is he on the show this week?
No, he's not.
What's he got going on?
He's busy.
Whatever.
And you talk about somebody who's not integral to the show.
To the show, I would say he is.
Now
to the hangout sesh, maybe not.
I get a text, weak performance, good game. Poorly managed on the city. What does that mean? Weak performance, good game, poorly managed. Which is it, Charlie?
Poorly managed what?
Well, he's talking about our game today.
It sounded like there was more to that text after poorly managed.
Weak performance, good game, poorly managed.
That's the whole text?
That's it.
Well,
and I'll
thought it was managed well.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We've got another good show for you tomorrow. Hope you'll tune in. See you then.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO, YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.